Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, The Limitations of Love, or My 95-Year-Old Mom from Sweet Little Old Lady to Demented Assailant in 2 hours. Well, folks, I've just had one of the worst weeks of my life, and so did my mom, courtesy of her Alzheimer's. I'm sharing this with you in the hope of making it a bit easier for all of us with a relative with Alzheimer's, so we know we're not alone, and perhaps to help us all plan for the future. So here goes. Recently, Mom went from living in her own assisted living apartment to totally disoriented, disorganized, and needing to be admitted to the hospital. We'd hoped for a diagnosis of an infection that would clear up and allow a return to her apartment. Nope. No infection. Why the sudden crash? Alzheimer's. Her discharge to a nursing home felt like it was to a nightmare high school cafeteria when only the bad kids were there. The lunch ladies looked the same, but something weird had happened. All the kids were in wheelchairs, looking like they'd had a really hard weekend. Surprise, my mom gets better anyway over a few months. I wonder, assisted living worth trying again? Staff, it's iffy. The change may knock her back, but who knows? Found a dreamy assisted living place. Visited there with Mom 5 days in a row. We both loved the staff, the apartment, the small, quiet dining room, and there were the good kids, still walking. Moved the furniture in, then moved Mom in. Hot dogs for dinner, her fave. But while my wife and I are decorating her apartment, staff comes in and says, Mom's getting antsy, wants to pay for dinner. Can you help? Mom, Richie, why do you want me to be dishonest and not pay for my dinner? Uh-oh. Staff, just go home. We'll give her a receipt and get her to bed. 3 hours later, ring, ring. The staff. Mom thought we wanted to kill her, was smashing people with her walker. We had to call the police and send her to the ER. I ask, any chance she can come back if it's an infection this time? Staff, well, not really. So, folks, moved Mom and a bit of her furniture back to the nursing home. Mom was relieved. Now, I've had people caring for an Alzheimer's mom or dad tell me they hoped heaven would come soon. I'd hoped I'd never get to that place, but... And her living will says when she gets sick, she doesn't want artificial feeding, hydration, or even antibiotics. Really? Can I do that for my mom, even if she said to when she knew what she was saying? Only time will tell. I'm Dr. Rich, doing my best, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.